Go to melwood.org, MELWOOD.org.
WMAL-FM, Woodbridge, Washington. Now, more than ever, depend on 105.9 FM, WMAL, a Cumulus station. News now.
WMAL News at 7. Good morning, I'm Heather Curtis. It's official, you will not be able to eat inside a D.C. restaurant from Wednesday through January 15th. Mayor Muriel Bowser announced the indoor dining ban last night in response to spiking COVID-19 cases. The owner of Chef Jeff's, Jeffrey Tracy, reacts.
It was not a surprise. We've sort of seen this happen in areas nearby in Montgomery County. The cases are going up. Restrictions are coming back like they did in the spring.
He says they're not going to cut sales drastically because people aren't eating inside anyway. What sent sales plummeting was when people stopped eating outside because of the cold. A blow to efforts to overturn an indoor dining ban in San Diego, California. A judge allowed restaurants to start letting customers back inside after the governor said it wasn't allowed. But yesterday, a California appeals court blocked that judge's order. Some more hope that the pandemic will end in the foreseeable future. Yesterday, the FDA approved emergency use of Moderna's COVID vaccine, 19 vaccine. Commissioner Dr. Stephen Hahn.
Through the FDA's open and transparent scientific review process, two COVID-19 vaccines have now been authorized in an expedited time frame while adhering to the rigorous standards for safety, effectiveness, and manufacturing quality that the American people have come to expect from the FDA.
Virginia's Governor Ralph Northam says the Commonwealth will start getting 146,000 doses of vaccine in the next few days. The Washington Monument will reopen Monday. It closed Friday after a few employees were quarantined because they came in contact with the Interior Secretary, who tested positive for COVID after visiting the monument. Tickets go on sale tomorrow. Fairfax County Public Schools is now hiring monitors to be in classrooms when the teacher has to teach virtually.
At this point, there are not a lot of students in person in school classrooms in Fairfax County.
FCPS spokeswoman Lucy Caldwell says the vast majority of students are now learning virtually.
However, as we prepare to bring students back in our planning, we do have a need for people to work in our classrooms as classroom monitors.
That would allow teachers to work virtually while students are physically in class. Barbara Britt, WMAL and WMAL.com.
A small group of Wreaths Across America volunteers will fan out across Arlington National Cemetery this morning to put wreaths on 4,000 graves. Usually a large group does it all in a day. Because of the pandemic, the work started Sunday, continued throughout the week, and will end today.
We've been given a different window and a different look of how we're going to carry it out. But thank God we have the opportunity to carry it out.
Wreaths Across America President Karen Worcester will be among the group. You can watch a live stream on the cemetery's Facebook page starting at 9 this morning. WMAL Sports, the NHL and players reached a tentative deal yesterday to hold a 56-game season that would start January 13th. Players and owners must hold formal votes, and Canadian officials give their approval before it becomes a reality. Traffic and weather next.
Sunday on WMAL. Start your day with VA Sunday Magazine at 5. At 5:30, hear the Chris McKay Show. At 7, it's Heroes Talk Radio with David Ahrens. At 8, it's the Eric Stewart Show pointing you home. And at 8:30, it's Purity Products. Hear the Wise Investor at 9, Not Free America at 10, and Dr. Tom Rosell Live at 11. Real Estate Today at 7. And Sunday night at 9, it's Lawyer in Your Corner with Ryan Wilson on 105.9 FM WMAL.
Prince William and Stafford counties are now without representation in Richmond as the District 2 delegate abandoned her seat to run for higher office. The answer is not another career politician. The answer on January 5th is Heather Mitchell, a solid conservative.
Being a military wife to an active duty Marine, I understand, on the most personal level, the sacrifices made by our military members and their families who are protecting our freedoms at home and abroad. I have personally worked through many of the frustrating barriers military families face each day. One of my focuses as delegate will be to support members of the military, their families, and veterans in the community.
Avoid possible voter fraud and vote in person Tuesday, January 5th. Learn more and donate at Mitchell4VA.com. That's MitchellFordVA.com.
This is Heather Mitchell running for the Virginia House of Delegates, District 2, and I approve this message.
WMAL traffic from the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
In the district, you will still find accident activity inbound on New York Avenue after 9th Street along the right side of the roadway. Stay to your left and use caution. In Virginia, do be aware of a work zone on eastbound 66 between Nutley Street and the Leesburg Pike. One lane gets through with periodic temporary full closure, so do keep that in mind. Also, watch out for lane closures on Gallows Road near 66. Also, do watch out for road work in the Centerville area on Lee Highway in both directions right near Interstate 66. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Storm Watch 7 forecast.
A very cold start on this Saturday. We'll see temperatures eventually reaching the 40-degree mark by the afternoon under mostly cloudy skies. Tonight, cloudy skies will be likely, lows back into the 30s across the region. For your Sunday, a weak disturbance will roll through, bringing the possibility for some showers, possibly even a light mix in some of the outlying suburbs, particularly north and west of D.C. As we head through the afternoon, temperatures should reach the mid-40s, back in the upper 40s by Monday. I'm ABC7 meteorologist Alex Liggett in the Stormwatch 7 Weather Center.
I'm Heather Curtis on 105.9 FM, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
We begin today's meditation with a few sipping exercises to remind us a little treat can go a long way. So pick up your McCafe iced coffees, close your eyes, and deep sip in. And deep satisfaction out.
Take a treat retreat at McDonald's. Right now, get a McCafe iced coffee in any size and any flavor for just 99 cents until 11 a.m. Price and participation may vary.
For all you foodies out there, I'm unwrapping a McDonald's steak, egg, and cheese bagel. Ooh, look at this steak. And the juice running down the side. Got a little bit on the wrapper here. Mmm. And then the fluffy egg and real cheese folded over the side looking just so good. Mmm. Grilled onions. And a butter bagel, too? Thumbs up for McDonald's steak, egg, and cheese bagel for breakfast. Love it. Ba-ba-ba-ba. I participate in McDonald's.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor. The holiday season is here, and while it's my favorite time of year, it can also be stressful trying to make plans to see all my family and friends. But you know what's easy? Getting a new roof from Patrick Fingles and his team at New Look Home Design. All you need to do is pick the roof color you want, and New Look handles the rest. It really is that easy. Here's how else New Look makes roofing easy. They answer all of your questions and build your roof the way you want it. They offer both virtual or on-site appointments with same-day estimates. Perfect for this time of year, they provide a special winter installation process to assure your shingles are sealed and tight, and your roof will be replaced in just a single day, no delays. Over 40,000 homeowners have trusted New Look, including me. So what are you waiting for? Now through December 31st, save 50% on all roofing materials, plus qualify for interest-free financing until 2022. Call 1-800-279-5300. That's 1-800-279-5300 or visit newlookhomedesign.com. That's newlookhomedesign.com.
Now, the Saturday morning update.
105.9 FM, WMAL.
It's hour two of the Saturday morning update on WMAL, and we are always joined by John Gizzi. He's the White House correspondent, chief political columnist at Newsmax.com, Newsmax TV. John, good morning.
Good morning.
The Congress was working for a change last night. They passed a bill to prevent a government shutdown for 2 days.
Yes, and this puts the pressure on Congress to come up with a COVID relief package and one that will keep the government running until next September. That's a tall order, all right, and we're talking in the trillions. Yes, that's real money. There's a number of stumbling blocks. As always, the Republicans want liability protection for businesses from suits over COVID-19. On the other hand, Democrats and organized labor and the trial lawyers are just not going to go along with it. It's a sticking point. Then there is the spending overall. Many industries need help, a lift from Uncle Sam to keep going. They've had a terrible year in terms of revenue. I just learned from talking to Peter Pancuso, president of the American Bus Association, that many of the family-owned buses that we take, small companies that provide service around the country, cross-country buses, may fold unless they get some form of a rescue package from government, a la that given the airline industry. It's a big package and a tall order, but the argument is it's needed to keep the country running until the days when everyone can go back to work, which we hope are not that far off.
Well, something coming up on Capitol Hill that could be a lot more interesting than a stopgap funding measure will be when the Congress meets to accept the results of the Electoral College. And, you know, the president is still maintaining that there was fraud in the election. Peter Navarro, one of the White House advisors, released a 36-page report alleging election fraud, quote, more than sufficient to swing victory to Trump. John, what could happen in the joint session as regards the election and the Electoral College?
Objections. If one member of the Senate and one member of the House objects to the findings of the Electoral College, then that unleashes debate and a case for alternate electors who were elected in a number of the states in which Joe Biden was declared the narrow winner over Donald Trump. Now, the last time this happened was in 1876, when Congress could not decide between two sets of electors in different states, and the wheeling and dealing went on in the back room. In the end, Republican Rutherford B. Hayes was declared the winner of the Electoral College by one electoral vote, even though he had lost the popular vote to New York Governor and Democrat Sam Tilden. Could history repeat itself? Well, the first stages are beginning. Senator-elect Tommy Tuberville of Alabama, who will be sworn in January 3rd, has sent some strong hints out that he plans to object in the Senate. We'll see if the former Auburn football coach carries the ball across the line. Mm-hmm. And in the House, his fellow Alabamian Republican Congressman Mo Brooks has said he plans to object without hesitation. If both go through, there'll be debate. There'll be a count again of the votes. Now, will it change anything? Probably not. Senator Mitch McConnell, the Republican leader of the Senate, has congratulated Joe Biden as president-elect, and the House is in Democratic hands. But nonetheless, I don't think someone like Senator-elect Tuberville is going to be kept quiet, and it wouldn't surprise me in the least if on January 6th he says, I object.
So Joe Biden has made further announcements about his cabinet this week. Mayor Pete ending up in transportation.
Well, this is an interesting political move. For a long time, it's been a foregone conclusion that Joe Biden would take care of Pete Buttigieg, who had fared very well in the Iowa caucuses and the New Hampshire primary, but then faded and threw his support to the eventual nominee, Mr. Biden. So since the election, the question has been, what can an incoming administration do for Mayor Pete? There was a lot of talk earlier in the week about him becoming ambassador to NATO, ambassador to China, or United Nations ambassador, all of which would have burnished his foreign policy credentials and prepared him for an eventual run for president again, a la George H.W. Bush, who developed tremendous gilt-edged credentials during the Nixon and Ford administrations. Now, at transportation, people from Indiana who know Mayor Pete say he'll be delighted. He liked to work on the stoplights and infrastructure when he was mayor of South Bend, Indiana, and he will have a lot of opportunity to do this at DOT. In addition, DOT is no political graveyard. Two secretaries of transportation, Sam Skinner under George H.W. Bush and Andy Card, both went on to be White House chiefs of staff. Skinner to the elder Bush, and Card to the younger Bush. Ed Feigenbaum, who puts out a much-read Indiana politics newsletter, that he wouldn't be surprised in the least if Mayor Pete is someday Chief of Staff Pete. We'll see.
And with the investigations into Hunter Biden, a lot of discussion about who will be the new Attorney General. What are you hearing at week's end? There have been a number of names mentioned. Have any of those sort of dropped off the list, or is it still an open field?
I'm told that two of the four names who were mentioned for the job, former Deputy Attorney General Sally Yates, who was in the Obama administration, and former Massachusetts Governor Deval Patrick, are both out of the running. But the next Attorney General will be either Alabama's outgoing Senator Doug Jones, or a name you and I have discussed, Rick, in the past, D.C. Court of Appeals Chief Judge Merrick Garland. Now, you certainly remember Merrick Garland as President Obama's choice for the Supreme Court after the death of Justice Antonin Scalia in 2016. The Republican-controlled Senate would not give him a hearing, and, of course, this led to his nomination being pulled and President Trump then naming Justice Neil Gorsuch. Now, as one source close to Joe Biden told me, he may just give Republicans the opportunity to vote for Merrick Garland by naming him Attorney General. I might add, I don't write off Doug Jones for a minute. The Alabamian has a good personal relationship with Joe Biden, worked on the Judiciary Committee, and as a matter of fact, was the Alabama co-chairman of the Biden for President campaign in 1988. This reporter, when pressed for an opinion, will say he'll opt for Garland. And, of course, the first question will be, will he pursue a prosecution of Hunter Biden?
And where would you say the Republicans come down on Merrick Garland in terms of what they may know of his politics, or at least what they know of his decisions?
Okay, former Senator Orrin Hatch of Utah told me once that Merrick Garland was a centrist. He's been mentioned for the Supreme Court a number of years before President Obama went ahead and named him. He's no Antonin Scalia, but he's no Ruth Bader Ginsburg, is what people who know him tell me. My guess would be, if he is submitted for confirmation, many Republicans who are uncomfortable with the failure to hold hearings will fall over themselves to vote for him. And I mean, in particular, Judiciary Committee Chairman Chuck Grassley and Pennsylvania Senator Pat Toomey, both of whom called on the majority leader to have hearings on Garland, and both of whom are likely to back him if he's named Attorney General.
John Gizzi, White House correspondent, chief political columnist at Newsmax.com. You and Colleen have a very Merry Christmas.
Thank you, and thank you for your wishes, especially to the light of my life for the last 18 years, my beautiful angel, Colleen. And for all of you who listen, a number of whom have become friends of mine, thank you, and have a very Merry Christmas.
Thank you, John. 7:18, it's the Saturday Morning Update on WMAL. Cheryl Atkinson, Tony Schaefer, and KT McFarland are on the way. Right now, Michelle Murray's in the WMAL Traffic Center.
In Virginia on 66 eastbound between Nutley Street and the Leesburg Pike, only one lane gets through with the weekend construction. And also watch out for lane closures on Gallows Road near 66 and ramp restrictions in the area. They are also doing some road widening work right now eastbound on 66 between Westmoreland and Fairfax Drive. That is along the right side of the roadway. And also, you'll still need to watch out for accident activity on New York Avenue west of the Brentwood Parkway inbound along the right side. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Stormwatch 7 forecast.
A very cold start across the region this morning with some area lows into the teens, but we will see a warming trend back up around the 40-degree mark this afternoon. Unfortunately, a fair amount of clouds. We'll call it partly sunny to mostly cloudy today. You can see highs again around 40 degrees, but lows back into the 30s again overnight. Cloudy skies overhead. A weak disturbance will bring the chance for a few showers into your Sunday. Not expecting much in the way of precipitation. High temperatures in the mid-40s. I'm ABC 7 meteorologist Alex Liggett in the Stormwatch 7 Weather Center.
27 degrees in the nation's capital, 7:19 on WMAL.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
It is the last weekend of quote-unquote holiday shopping here on the Saturday Morning Update. I'm Rick Fowler. Cheryl Eckerson joins us. She is the host of Full Measure. That's every Sunday morning on ABC 7 at 10 o'clock, and she has authored a great new book, and it's a great new holiday gift idea. It is called Slanted, How the News Media Taught Us to Love Censorship and Hate Journalism. And boy, does that ring true more and more every day. It's now out. You can get it at Barnes & Noble and Amazon. And good morning, Cheryl. Great to have you with us.
Great to be here. Thank you.
I wanted to ask you first off about Georgia, because that's so important on the political scene right now. Of course, the outcome of the Georgia Senate race determines leadership in the Senate for the next 2 years at least. And money is such a big deal when it comes to Georgia, millions and millions of dollars in the November election, and there are going to be a lot more millions coming into Georgia by January 5th, when that race finally comes to a close. What have you found out in looking into the money?
Well, two reflections. One I'm not talking about in the program. It just comes to mind with all the allegations of irregularities and fraud in Georgia. I've quantified some of them on my website at CherylAckison.com. There are a lot of serious questions, like the water pipe break that stopped counting, which then counting resumed without the observers present, a lot of the observers present, and then a state investigator said there was no water pipe break. No one's gotten to the bottom of some of these things yet. And I wonder, either Republicans think there was fraud, but then what do they think is going to happen during the runoffs? Or they must not think there was fraud, because why are they treating the runoffs as if this is a legitimate race when they're claiming there was fraud that occurred that hasn't been fixed? It's kind of inconsistent. That's just a thought that I had. But in terms of the money, we learned, and Scott Thuman is there reporting on the fall of the money for us Sunday on Full Measure, you know, there's just so much money coming in from outside of Georgia to try to make, you know, for the Democrats to try to get them to win and the Republicans to try to get them to win. And it kind of just is a giveaway of all the special interests that realize the control of the Senate, which party gets its way on hearings that do and don't happen and laws that do and don't get passed. This is so critical that every interest you can think of is pouring money into Georgia and trying to make it look like local money. You know, they're starting groups with names that have peach tree in it and Georgia in it as if they're local groups, but most of the money's coming from out of state.
And then the 1,700 people they have identified who definitely voted twice and seems to be no action whatsoever being taken against them. Unbelievable. Wanted to turn to another story, and this one really piqued my interest, and it has to do with e-waste and a particular person that's really become a sort of an iconic personality, all on account of his role in e-waste. And first off, give us the definition of e-waste.
Well, I wasn't sure either, but when I started working on the story about 2 years ago, it's electronic waste. It's all the stuff, kind of ironically, that we use because we think we're being environmentally friendly, like electric car batteries and computer batteries and solar panels, yet it ends up being some of the most toxic and hazardous waste you can imagine. It's a global problem now because it gets buried, it leaches into the water. These are toxic metals and chemicals. It can be burned and get into the air in foreign countries. We ship some of it overseas. I mean, it's really a horrible issue. And I did a story about an entrepreneur that is figuring out how to recycle this stuff so far less of it goes into our landfills. And the story I started with him 2 years ago was about him crossing swords basically with Microsoft, because part of his plan included refurbishing Microsoft computers so that you don't have to buy a new one. And long story short, this landed him in prison for copyright violations. Can't believe they put all the people they don't put in jail or investigate. The federal agents raid him and put a guy who's never been in any trouble, an e-waste recycler, in federal prison for a copyright violation related to his recycling. And Sunday, I find out what he's been doing since then. He's out of prison. He started a new business while in prison called BigBattery.com. I'm telling you, Rick, this is like amazing inventions he's doing and things that he's using to recycle that you can't even imagine. It's so cool. So it's kind of a fun story going into the holidays for our cover story this week.
Big topic of conversation up to the election and since the election has been what will happen with gun control, gun legislation, your Second Amendment rights. And you look into a story that's a very interesting angle on the Second Amendment.
Well, we did a story, if you live in the Virginia area, this was a national story, but I thought it was interesting that we had all these Second Amendment sanctuary city movements going on. If you remember about the start of last year, because they were promising and actually delivered on a lot of new gun control laws here in the state of Virginia. And virtually every county in Virginia passed some form of at least symbolic legislation that said we're going to be a Second Amendment sanctuary city. We're not going to accede to new controlling gun regulations. They basically made statements against it. And this was a giant movement that culminated, if you remember, in a march at the state capitol. This was massive. And I thought, well, what's happened since then? They did pass some of these laws in Virginia, but other states are having the same kinds of battles. So I decided to kind of check in and update what's going on with the movement to protect Second Amendment rights around the country.
And especially how it impacts folks in the state of Virginia. Cheryl Atkinson, host of Full Measure. That's tomorrow morning, 10 o'clock, ABC 7. And don't miss her new book, Slanted, How the News Media Taught Us to Love Censorship and Hate Journalism. Cheryl, thank you very much, as always, and have a very Merry Christmas and a happy holiday.
You too, and to all your listeners.
Thank you. It's 7:25. It is the Saturday morning update on WMAL. We'll talk with Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer coming up right after the 7:30 news. We'll go into depth on the cyber attack last night, the Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, attributing it to Russia. And we'll also talk with KT McFarland about the ever-growing challenges from Russia and China, some of the bad actors, and what does that mean for the incoming administration. That's all on the way. Stick around here on WMAL.
Michael Robinson, people often ask you about your career playing pro football, but I've noticed something. You actually get more enthused about something else. What is it?
Jonathan, as much fun as it is to recall moments from the big game, nothing has been bigger to me than enjoying family. That's why I love the Good Feet Arch Support so much. They have helped me get back to the best parts of my life. Now, the biggest games are in the backyard with those I love.
And we share that joy, Michael, of time with family and making memories without our feet getting in the way. I'm a granddad now, and I love keeping up with my 11 grandkids. Hey, maybe that's something for you to look forward to, Michael.
Being a granddad? Come on, man. I'm enjoying my active life as a young man with a young family. Don't rush me.
Hey, no problem, Michael. Don't let foot, knee, or back pain stop you. Come in for your free fitting and test walk. Make an appointment today at goodfeet.com.
Based on the recent stock market slide, do you feel your money and investments are safe? Would a repeat of the market losses you experienced earlier in the year or in 2002 and 2008 derail your family's retirement plans? It's time to make a U-turn on your retirement strategy. This Saturday at 5 p.m., tune in to the U-Turn Equity Financial Hour with Tucker and Blake. They'll cover these financial topics and, more importantly, share little-known strategies to keep your money safe and discuss tax-free income. Join the conversation Saturday at 5 on WMAL.
Chris Plant here for Low Vision Specialists, led by Dr. Thomas Asman. Since 1975, they designed special glasses to give you back the gift of sight when traditional glasses can no longer help. They've helped so many people, people like Glenda.
When I lost my vision, my day-to-day life ground to a halt. But when I discovered Low Vision Specialists, I really regained my independence. The biggest joy was that with these glasses, I can drive again.
If you've been diagnosed with macular degeneration or are suffering from diabetes, cataracts, or a stroke, call the doctors at Low Vision Specialists of Maryland and Virginia today, 301-321-7008. 301-321-7008. If they can't help you, there's no fee for you. Call 301-321-7008 or visit lowvisionmd.org.
You've heard it before. A little goes a long way. But this year it's true. Because pro tip, big gifts are out. That's why the Virginia Lottery has a little something for your friends and family. Holiday scratchers. Yes, they are literally little. But the winnings? Well, they ain't little. The $38 million blowout scratcher is loaded with $500 prizes. But again, what your friends and family are scratching is little. So our point still stands about little things, like holiday scratchers from the Virginia Lottery, going a long way. Odds of winning top prize, 1 in 1,530.
Sometimes in business, the unexpected comes calling. From rent increases to increased orders to, I'm going to say it, unprecedented times. But don't bounce back. Bounce forward with Comcast Business. Bounce forward fast with internet speeds up to a gig, with the flexibility to update your bandwidth in just a few clicks, and with security solutions that help keep your connected devices protected. Be fast, be flexible, be ready for what's next, and bounce forward with Comcast Business. Help your business bounce forward with this amazing offer. Get a powerful and reliable internet solution from Comcast Business, starting at just $69.99 a month for 24 months with a 3-year agreement. Plus, get free installation when you order online. Call 1-800-501-6000 or go to ComcastBusiness.com today to find out more. Offer ends 1-3-2021. Restrictions apply. Limited to new Comcast Business Internet and One Voice Mobility customers. Early termination fee applies. Equipment, installation, taxes, and fees extra subject to change.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, Washington. Now, more than ever, depend on 105.9 FM WMAL, a Cumulus station. News now.
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning, I'm Heather Curtis. If you want to eat inside a D.C. restaurant, you better do it now. An indoor dining ban starts Wednesday and ends January 15th. The owner of Chef Jeff's, Jeffrey Tracy, says at this point, indoor dining was only 10% of his sales anyway.
Certainly more than half don't want to eat indoors. And so it's just not a popular thing. And, you know, it's just going to revert to, you know, all takeout and delivery. And if we get a nice day every once in a while, someone will sit outside.
He says he's been able to do a decent takeout and delivery business, but he says he's used his own money to keep his restaurants open. A second vaccine approved by the FDA yesterday, this one by Moderna. FDA Commissioner Dr. Stephen Hahn.
With FDA's authorization, this additional vaccine will soon be distributed throughout the country by our federal partners.
When will it get here? Virginia Governor Ralph Northam expects the first batch of Moderna's COVID-19 vaccine to get here in a few days. It was the Russians who hacked into U.S. agencies and security firms, according to Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. Experts say it's going to take months to kick the elite hackers out of U.S. government networks. WMAL Sports, the NHL, and players reached a tentative deal yesterday to hold a 56-game season that would start January 13th. Traffic and weather next on WMAL.
Whether you're buying a home or trying to lower your interest rate, finding the right mortgage company is often stressful and time-consuming. Listen this Saturday to the Mortgage Radio Show at 1 p.m. and now on Sunday at 3 p.m. The Mortgage Radio Show is your trusted source for mortgage news. Every weekend, host Teresa Strasser and Sean Metter will give you helpful tools for finding the right mortgage product to fit your needs. So tune in to WMAL every Saturday at 1 p.m. or Sunday at 3 p.m. for the latest rates and information from Network Capital Funding here on WMAL.
When life has you spending more time in your kitchen, you end up wanting more from your kitchen. So Bray & Scarf is giving you more ways to shop for appliances. Go to BrayandScarf.com and make a one-on-one appointment with a factory-trained appliance expert. It could be the best hour you've ever spent appliance shopping. Or schedule a live video shopping session from the comfort of your home. Bray & Scarf is the area's number one local and independent appliance retailer with the answers you need and the attention you deserve. So shop safely and shop local. Start online at BrayandScarf.com, where it doesn't cost more to get more.
However you shop Bray & Scarf, discover year-end appliance savings now. All GE Profile appliances are on sale, including a special bonus package rebate you won't want to miss. Plus, get free basic installation and delivery on select Monogram appliances. Get the expert advice you need, shop safely, and shop local at the year-end savings event now at Bray & Scarf. Start shopping and start saving at BrayandScarf.com.
WMAL traffic from the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Looks like the road work on the outer loop of the Beltway between Allentown Road and Route 4 has been picked up. You should now find all lanes open and no delays on the Beltway throughout Maryland and Virginia. In Virginia, you will find road work today traveling on eastbound 66 between Nutley Street and the Leesburg Pike. Only one lane gets through. And also in Centerville on Lee Highway in both directions near 66, watch out for lane restrictions there. In the district on South Capitol Street between Atlantic Avenue and Martin Luther King Jr. Avenue, that portion of the roadway closed for water main repairs. Now from GarageRepair.com, the WMAL Stormwatch 7 forecast.
A very cold start across the region this morning with some area lows into the teens, but we will see a warming trend back up around the 40-degree mark this afternoon. Unfortunately, a fair amount of clouds. We'll call it partly sunny to mostly cloudy today. You can see highs again around 40 degrees, but lows back into the 30s again overnight. Cloudy skies overhead. A weak disturbance will bring the chance for a few showers into your Sunday. Not expecting much in the way of precipitation. High temperatures in the mid-40s. I'm ABC7 meteorologist Alex Liggett in the Stormwatch 7 Weather Center.
I'm Heather Curtis on 105.9 FM, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
For years, you've been thinking about getting LASIK. You've been talking about getting LASIK. And now, it's finally time to get LASIK. Plus, right now, you can save $1,000 on your treatment. So schedule your free LASIK exam today. Call 844-211-2020 or visit LASIK1000.com. If you're nearsighted, farsighted, or have astigmatism, LASIK Plus may help fix your vision with a convenient and patient-focused experience. You'll be treated by Dr. Neil Wills, one of America's most experienced LASIK providers with over 95,000 procedures performed. Call 844-211-2020 or visit LASIK1000.com today and schedule your free LASIK exam to save $1,000. That's 844-211-2020 or visit LASIK1000.com. $1,000 discount applies to treating both eyes with Wavelight procedure. Must mention this ad at center and be treated in December 2020 to qualify. Patients age 40 and over will likely experience the need for reading glasses. Results may vary. See details at LASIK1000.com.
Based on the recent stock market slide, do you feel your money and investments are safe? Would a repeat of the market losses you experienced earlier in the year or in 2002 and 2008 derail your family's retirement plans? It's time to make a U-turn on your retirement strategy. This Saturday at 5 p.m., tune in to the U-Turn Equity Financial Hour with Tucker and Blake. They'll cover these financial topics and, more importantly, share little-known strategies to keep your money safe and discuss tax-free income. Join the conversation Saturday at 5 on WMAL.
You may have heard my story, how I love my Good Feet Art Support so much that I bought the store. I'm Jonathan Cotton, and now one of my favorite things is seeing reviews from other Good Feet customers. Here's one from Terry in Richmond.
I'm a nurse and always on my feet. I have a nerve on the top of my foot that is always giving me problems. I've seen neurologists and foot doctors, and nothing helped until I got my art supports from the Good Feet store. No more nerve pain. I would recommend anyone that works on their feet to get to their store ASAP.
Here's another from William in Newport News.
My back pain is still decreasing, and I've stopped taking all of my pain medications. I have recommended you to anyone who will listen.
Then this review from Garland makes me chuckle.
I've only had Good Feet Arch Supports 4 days, and they are working for me. My knees are getting better, and no pain in my feet. I tell all my friends how I thought this was not a good idea. Man, I was wrong.
The Good Feet store is located in Fairfax at Fairfax Corner, Leesburg at Village of Leesburg, Rockville at Rockville Pike, and other locations in Virginia and North Carolina.
Good morning. It is the Saturday morning update. We're at 7:37. I'm Rick Fowler. Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer joins us. He is the president of the London Center for Policy Research. He's also the author of Operation Dark Heart. Tony, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Rick. Always great to join you.
Well, good to have you with us. But this cyber attack, apparently emanating from Russia, according to the Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, speaking last night on Mark Levin's show here on WMAL, attributing it to Russia. It's being called the largest cyber attack against the United States in history. And tell us a little bit about the nature of it, how it happened. Where did it originate to begin with in terms of within the U.S.?
Well, from SolarWinds itself. This is the ironic thing. Let me walk through it real quick. So the basic technical hack, the actual software, was ATP2829, which is basically the known Russian hacking program that gets into stuff and does things. It's called Cozy Bear. And what happened was whoever did this, and I'm not completely convinced that it was the Russians. I mean, it was Russian technology. I don't know if Mike has evidence that they had their fingerprints on it operationally. What they did was compromise SolarWinds at the corporate level. That is to say, they were able to get inside their system, and essentially by getting inside their system, which wasn't apparently all that hard because they had a very soft regimen of passwords to their internal systems, were able to compromise updates. Now, think about this. When you do an update on your computer, you get these essentially certified updates from, you know, say your antivirus. It comes in,
exactly,
it downloads.
Sure.
It, well, what happened was they were able to compromise the updates from SolarWinds. I mean, so anytime any organization got an update, it was digitized, digitally signed, acknowledged to be good by Microsoft and others, and this thing would download onto your system, and it would contain these back doors. It's quite brilliant, evil brilliance. And so any organization, Rick, any organization that was basically using SolarWinds as a provider or as a system, you know, and this was primarily a supply chain attack. This went after those organizations which essentially moved a lot of data and money around, which makes it, you know, very effective. And I would say my estimate, you know, looking at what I've seen publicly, any organization that had SolarWinds, that was a client of SolarWinds, is compromised, period. And right now they're trying to go back and essentially decertify all of these updates. And these were updates sent through the SolarWinds server, so they were like official. And it's as bad as Mike says. It's horrible. So I think this is something that we've recognized for a while now, especially with U.S. government. If you go to a third-party provider for the services that SolarWinds offers, you take a chance of being compromised by anything that happens to them. So I consider at this point CISA and DHS, anybody who signed up to allowing SolarWinds to have access to government systems, to be negligent to the point of where they need to be fired, because this is predictable. This is not the first time this happened. This actually happened back in the 90s with the Air Force when they bought something called Firewall One from a company called Checkpoint. People seem to not be willing to learn the hard lessons we've already learned, and this was the same mistake others have made before.
Okay, so we probably haven't seen any impact yet from the hack, but what could we see in weeks and months ahead? I mean, in other words, what's the mission here for the hackers?
If I were a CEO who had SolarWinds, that we were using their system, or a federal manager in the federal government who had access or to use these guys, I'd be sweating bullets right now, because essentially anything that's on your system that existed during a time you did one of these SolarWinds downloads with this compromised technology, it's compromised. They hack doors in to get everything out. That is to say data, system information, all that stuff. And I don't think we're going to know for a while how badly it was compromised. I do know that, believe it or not, Microsoft is trying to be the good guy here and try to get ahead of all this. They're doing a number of very sophisticated things to try to shut down access to these worms that got in there. But at this point, we simply don't know the scope.
So even if you were to remove any SolarWinds software from your system, you've still got the potential that you have malware implanted throughout your agency.
That's correct, because once it's inside your firewall as a trusted program, it pretty much has access to your system as a trusted program. So it could have gone a lot of places very rapidly, very rapidly.
All right, I want to turn to another story of compromise, and that is the compromise of Representative Eric Swalwell. And
yeah.
There's been a lot of conversation about it this week. He's not talking. He's not even denying or confirming whether he's
right.
been in a relationship with the alleged Chinese spy. He says that's confidential, which is a pretty strange way to answer that question. But
yeah.
What do you see as the impact of that, not only on him, but members of Congress in general? I mean, probably not the only target.
Yeah, speaking of penetration of firewalls, I mean, geez, this is where we understand that the Chinese have been, as a programmatic intelligence effort, working to compromise the integrity of the federal government. That is to say that they've known for a while, targeting individuals who are seen as rising stars, a good investment of intelligence collection resources. And this Miss Fang Fang was an intelligence resource who was used in what we call a honeypot. This is not new. This is probably the second oldest trick in the spy business. And Swalwell fell for it, as well as some other mayors, apparently. So I think at this point, it's safe to say that if Swalwell was a member of the military, or if he was a member of the intelligence community, he'd be suspended pending some level of charge. I can think of about a half dozen charges I would come with if he were a subordinate in an intelligence organization. But it's a real scary thing that Nancy Pelosi is not taking this seriously. This man was compromised. This man sat and apparently still sits on the intelligence committee, the HIPS, and this is no small issue.
Well, that's the most troubling part of it is that he's on the House Intelligence Committee, and that's very, very sensitive information that he's exposed to.
And he, as you know, has been one of the biggest purveyors of the fake Russia collusion narrative, as well as leading an effort to disarm law-abiding U.S. citizens. Remember, he was Duke Nukem. He was the one that threatened to nuke citizens who weren't willing to give up guns. So this guy was not only in the pocket of the Chinese because of being approached. I think he was psychologically aligned with them.
Wow. So you've got a podcast that's relatively new. It is called Thought to Action. People can find it at londoncenter.org. And if you've got some downtime over the holidays, it's a good opportunity if you have that downtime over the holidays to check it out. And what's on some of the programs coming up?
So we got Ambassador Hank Cooper coming up very soon talking about electromagnetic pulse and threats. We had Rita Cosby on recently talking about her father, who was a member of the resistance, Polish resistance, during World War II. So we do a variety of things from hard threat to leadership and courage. So I encourage people to check it out.
Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, as always, thank you very much. You'll find the podcast at londoncenter.org. You have a very Merry Christmas.
You too. Thanks, Rick.
You bet. 7:45, it's the Saturday Morning Update on WMAL. We'll check in with KT McFarland coming up next. But first, Michelle Murray is in the WMAL Traffic Center.
In the district, the earlier accident on New York Avenue inbound at the Brentwood Parkway has been cleared. Everything reopened there. Now, you will find a closure in the district of the Suitland Parkway between South Capitol Street and First Sterling Avenue for weekend construction. Detours are posted. Watch out for an accident now reported in Hyattsville on Riggs Road at Ray Road. Use extra caution through the area. And in Virginia, do watch out for some road work eastbound on 66 approaching Fairfax Drive. Road widening takes up the right lane. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Storm Watch 7 forecast.
A very cold start across the region this morning with some area lows into the teens, but we will see a warming trend back up around the 40-degree mark this afternoon. Unfortunately, a fair amount of clouds. We'll call it partly sunny to mostly cloudy today. You can see highs again around 40 degrees, but lows back into the 30s again overnight. Cloudy skies overhead. A weak disturbance will bring the chance for a few showers into your Sunday. Not expecting much in the way of precipitation. High temperatures in the mid-40s. I'm ABC7 meteorologist Alex Liggett in the Stormwatch 7 Weather Center.
27 degrees in the nation's capital, 7:47 on WMAL.
Hi, this is Eric Stewart. If you've been playing with the idea of selling your home or maybe downsizing, well, tune in to my show Sunday mornings right here at 8 a.m. There I'll bring you this week's local real estate news and what you need to do to get top dollar for your property. With over 30 years of experience and the backing of Long & Foster, one of the top real estate companies, I've pretty much seen and sold it all. To learn more, check us out on the web at ericstewartgroup.com.
For years, you've been thinking about getting LASIK. You've been talking about getting LASIK. And now, it's finally time to get LASIK. Plus, right now, you can save $1,000 on your treatment. So schedule your free LASIK exam today. Call 844-211-2020 or visit LASIK1000.com. If you're nearsighted, farsighted, or have astigmatism, LASIK Plus may help fix your vision with a convenient and patient-focused experience. You'll be treated by Dr. Neil Wills, one of America's most experienced LASIK providers with over 95,000 procedures performed. Call 844-211-2020 or visit LASIK1000.com today and schedule your free LASIK exam to save $1,000. That's 844-211-2020 or visit LASIK1000.com. $1,000 discount applies to treating both eyes with Wavelight procedure. Must mention this ad at center and be treated in December 2020 to qualify. Patients age 40 and over will likely experience the need for reading glasses. Results may vary. See details at LASIK1000.com.
Hi, I'm Julie Nimoy. My dad, Leonard Nimoy, struggled with COPD and bronchiectasis for many years. His only options for relief were medication and oxygen. Sadly, towards the end of his life, he was often short of breath and heavily reliant on both. Millions of people around the world suffer from chronic lung conditions like my dad's. If you're one of them, I want you to know about SmartVest. SmartVest is a percussion vest that helps clear mucus from your airways so you can breathe easier and enjoy the activities you love. It's also proven effective and generally covered by Medicare and private insurance. My father could have benefited from the SmartVest airway clearance system, and so can you. He would have been thrilled to see how SmartVest has helped people across the country breathe easier and live better. To learn more, go to smartvest.com today.
Select Auto Imports would like to wish you and your family a very Merry Christmas and a healthy new year ahead. This year presented many unexpected challenges for all of us, but the strength and dedication of our first responders and the resilience of our neighbors has been inspiring. We're grateful for many things, and among them is our partnership with our friend Vince Colonnaise, WMAL, and the WMAL listeners on your car purchases this year. Thank you for your support, and happy holidays from Select Auto Imports.
The Saturday Morning Update continues at 7:50 on WMAL. I'm Rick Fowler. We are joined by KT McFarland. She's a former Deputy National Security Advisor at the White House and the author of Revolution, Trump, Washington, and We the People. And it's another one of those great gift ideas that you can give to people that you have intense political debates with over the holidays. Get them a copy of the book and give them an education for Christmas. KT, it's great to have you with us this morning.
Well, thank you. And thank you for that notice about people should get my book as a Christmas present. Because I went on Amazon the other day and I looked at the reviews, you know, from just average people who were buying the book, and they were overwhelmingly positive. So I thank everybody who's taken the time to read the book and make a review, and I really do thank you for always being in my corner and supporting me.
Well, thank you for taking the time to write the book, because it's very important. And with all the books that were so negative on Trump, it's good that you came out with one that just gives the straight scoop from how he has operated and the difference, obviously, that he's made in his approach to government and the swamp and everything else. Well, we got an incoming administration, KT, and I would say I'm concerned, and I would say a lot of people are concerned. We've seen an increasingly aggressive China. We have a cyber attack that the Secretary of State feels is coming from Russia. And this new administration, not known for being the toughest on China or Russia in past years, give us kind of an overview assessment of things.
Well, I think that while, you know, it's almost like while America's been sleeping for the last 20 years, while we've been focused on the Middle East and we've been focused on terrorism, China's been making its move. And China's move is to replace the United States as the global leader and then to rewrite the rules of order according to their wishes. So in other words, you know, we want to do trade, global trade. Well, we'll do it on China's terms. And we want to have a military presence throughout the world, in the Atlantic and the Pacific. Well, maybe we're going to do it on Russia's terms. So I think that we need to focus on the world we're going to see ahead, and that's a return to great power competition. China and Russia are coming after us, and if China and Russia come after us together, we're in big trouble. I mean, China's approach is they want to buy friends. They hack into American data systems, whether it's financial records or health records, and they're hoovering up all sorts of personal data. We're not quite sure what they're going to do with it down the road. And then they have a whole range of economic theft and blackmail. The most recent example of the buying the friends is the Biden, Hunter Biden, you know, bought and paid for by the Chinese government. Swalwell, probably unbeknownst to him, but bought and paid for by China. His political career was financed with the help of a Chinese spy, for God's sakes. Now, Russia, it's got a little bit of a different approach. They don't really care about buying friendship with us. They just want to mess with our heads, and they want to get us to the point where we have no confidence in our elections and our institutions. They, too, are hoovering in and getting into our data systems, and the most recent and most horrible example is what we've now uncovered this week, where the Russians, they've been in some of our government systems, email systems, really, not classified information, but our emails and most of the major government agencies. And they were there. We never saw them coming. They got in. They've been messing around for a long time, for months, while we've been preoccupied with the coronavirus. And we're now just discovering the extent of their damage. So all of these things, I guess I'm saying, is the big picture is these guys are coming after us with everything they've got. We thought great power competition was over when the Cold War was over and we won. It is back, and it is back with a vengeance. And we really need to focus on China particularly, but also Russia.
And also troubling is these are the things that we know about. What don't we know about? What's being hacked as we speak that we're not aware of? And how many Chinese spies are in friendships, relationships with how many people in the Congress or in business all over the country? And we have no idea. We don't know about those.
No. I mean, we do know from, oddly enough, a leak from China that they've sent 2 million Chinese Communist Party members, sort of scattered them all over the globe, to infiltrate and to embed in international organizations, global businesses, and foreign governments. That's just one we've now found out about. Look, I think that what we need to do is understand a couple of things about the era going forward, and I sure hope the Biden administration is thinking in these terms. I worry that they're not. But the warfare, the landscape of war, the battlefields of the future are no longer going to be aircraft carriers or terrorist groups in remote hills of Afghanistan. They're going to be in the cyber landscape. So we're good at this, right? We invented the Internet. We invented the whole information and digital age. But we're not very good at defending ourselves. And where we're particularly not good is having Wall Street, Main Street, government, and Silicon Valley all cooperate. And the example I would give is, you know, the Biden administration, many of their appointees are people from the Obama administration. Well, the Obama administration and the Trump administration both had major outreach to Silicon Valley saying, help us with technology. And Silicon Valley blew everybody off. And it's now time to go to these guys and say, look, you know, you've got a pretty bad reputation, Google, Facebook, all the rest. It's time for you to do your patriotic duty and help government figure this stuff out. We should not have been caught with our pants down by the Russian hack. So I think it's important to go to these private sectors and say, you need to help us, and we'll help you. And the example I would give is Operation Warp Speed. You know, a year ago or 9 months ago, when people said, oh, we're going to have a vaccine, you know, when Trump said, we're going to have a vaccine, everybody's going to have it, we're going to be fine, and everybody blew that off and said, well, that's impossible. It takes at least 4 years to 5 years to develop a vaccine and test it. Well, we had amazing public-private partnerships in the last 9 months with the labs, with the pharmaceutical companies, with the logistics companies. And by having government kind of help coordinate it, but letting private industry and private innovation and entrepreneurial ability to just go at it. Look at what we've got. We've got a miracle. You know, China caused the virus. How did they cope with it? Well, they put everybody who had it or anybody who came into contact with anybody who had it under house arrest. What did we do? We cured it. And I think that we have that same can-do attitude that America has shown over our history, whether it was in World War II, whether it was the Manhattan Project, whether it's Operation Warp Speed. We can do it, but we have to have everybody cooperate with us, and that's the geniuses in the Silicon Valley world. And I think, secondly, we really need a major redefinition of what warfare means. Now, if the new battle space is cyber, warfare is going to be fought with economic and technological weapons. So where's the red line? The Russians have just hacked into email, government emails, at least at this point. Who knows what's coming? How, you know, did they do classified? We don't think so, but maybe. But we need to have a definition of, is that warfare or is something bigger warfare? Now, obviously, if the Russians hack into our electric grid, for example, and shut it down, that's warfare. But what's short of that? It's all kind of vague and gray because it's so new. And I think we need to the United States, put our red lines out there. But frankly, we probably need a Geneva Convention of what is the definition of warfare. And I think with China, man, we've got to get pretty smart about this because they're all over the place.
K.T. McFarland, the author of Revolution, Trump, Washington and We the People. And you can get that at Amazon. There's a Kindle version, too. And KT, have a very Merry Christmas, and say hello to the family, and we will see you next weekend. Thank you very much.
Thank you, and Merry Christmas.
Thank you. And that's about it for the Saturday Morning Update. Thank you for being with us. Do have a very Merry Christmas and a happy holiday season. And Garden Sense follows the 8 o'clock news.
Are you stumped again trying to figure out what to give your loved one this holiday season? Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton with the Good Feet Store, and why not give them some hope with a gift card from the Good Feet Store? Think about it. If you have someone on your list who's on their feet all day, has sore feet, an aching back, even plantar fasciitis, wow, what could be a better gift than to help them get back to living the life they love without their feet getting in the way? This offer is good at the Good Feet Stores in Virginia, Maryland, and North Carolina. Visit goodfeet.com for the location nearest you.
I got the gift of being more active with my daughter.
I got the gift of working pain-free.
I got the gift of being able to run again.
Give the gift of hope this season with a gift card from the Good Feet Store. We'll add 20% to your gift card purchase from now until December 31st. Happy holidays from the Good Feet Store. The Good Feet Store is located in Leesburg, Fairfax, and Rockville.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, Washington. Now, more than ever, depend on 105.9 FM WMAL, a Cumulus station.